This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Love it or hate it, you have to admit that oatmeal gets a bad rap as a bowl of gloppy, bland stuff you have for breakfast. Now the Boston area's first oatmeal cafe is joining a culinary wave to elevate and update the porridge for the contemporary palate. WBUR's Andrea Shea dropped by the Oat Shop to find out more.
For some, oatmeal is a cheap, nutritious, yummy breakfast food. Others appreciate porridge as an age-old staple that's been credited with nourishing Neolithic civilization. But the owner of the recently opened oat shop in Somerville has encountered some rather ho-hum responses to the base ingredient fueling his new business.
Boring, plain, mushy.
Alan Donovan is working to change perceptions of porridge, but he knows there are plenty of oatmeal haters.
They are out there. Our job is to convince them to try something.
Which isn't always easy. As the young entrepreneur was developing his concept, he recalls being surprised by how polarizing this one grain can be compared to, say, rice.
When word started getting out that I was starting this business, you know, you had people be like, oh, my horse will like this in the internet comment boards. I was like, oh man, I didn't think this was so controversial. And people saw it as a sign of hipster taking something so cheap and making it upscale. But I was like, well, it's something that's so familiar. We've all had it before. This isn't some crazy out there grain that you've never heard of. We're just doing a modern new twist on it.
To start, Donovan uses steel-cut oats rather than the rolled ones we commonly find in cardboard tubes or little paper packages. He lifts the lid on a wide grain cooker to explain the difference.
They're a little heartier, I would say, so there's some texture there.
Donovan has two categories of oatmeal on the menu. There are sweet bowls with oats cooked in coconut milk and savory oatmeal. Selling that twist on the traditional cereal is a little tougher. Donovan uses oats cooked in vegetable stock and adds some unconventional ingredients, including sweet potatoes with curry paste. There's the sushi oatmeal bowl and Donovan's bestseller, the bacon and eggs bowl.
We make a cheese sauce and mix it in throughout, kind of like a mac and cheese sauce. And then we top it with bacon, cheddar, and scallions on top of a fried egg.
The savory oat bowls, those are with the oatmeal?
Yes.
And then
Rebecca Zoll is here with her mother. They live in Somerville. While Zoll describes herself as an oatmeal fan, she says for her, this is a first.
It's never occurred to me to put savory stuff in it, like normally I'll do fruit or chocolate chips or whatever, but I think this was my first time trying something savory and I'm really excited.
It's a little strange for me, bacon and eggs and oatmeal, so I've only had one bite.
Getting used to it.
I may be a slow convert to the mixture, but this is a good first try.
Other entrepreneurs are experimenting with porridges, including chefs at high-end restaurants and at other oatmeal shops in cities like London, New York, and Copenhagen. The savory hot cereal recipes aren't totally novel for another local oatmeal lover. Standing outside the oat shop, looking over the menu, lifelong Somerville resident Rick Mancina says he makes all sorts of oatmeal dishes.
I've had bacon and scallions. I've chopped that up and thrown it in.
Mancina is 54 years old, used to cook professionally, and says these days he eats oatmeal at home 6 days a week. But when he was a kid, he wouldn't touch it. He has a theory why.
If you're a kid and your mom says to you, or your dad, you have to eat this, you're not going to like it.
Mancina hopes the oat shop succeeds in persuading some of the haters out there to give oatmeal a chance.
Who wants oatmeal?
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.